Today's devotional is based on Jeremiah 11, verses 1 to 8 and 14 to 17. It was written by the Reverend Joseph W. Hedden, Jr. Is there a more hopeless verse than Jeremiah 11:14? How can a prophet be commanded not to pray for the people? Would it ever reach the point for you pastors and your ministries to stop praying for your congregation? I think we would all say, I certainly hope not. Indeed, prayer for me is sometimes a last refuge when I can't think of what else I could do for or with someone. But here in Jeremiah, we are not dealing with normal times or a normal command. First, this passage is not about what Jeremiah wants so much as what God wants. Jeremiah may desire to pray, we don't know. But God commands the prophet not to waste his breath, so to speak. Second, what might cause God to issue such a command? Perhaps God will only work with those who want to be part of the covenant agreement. If there is no mutuality, there can be no prayer, in other words. Have the sinful so tested God's patience and willfully ignored God's warning that prayers fall unheard to the ground? I don't pretend to know, but there is one thing I do notice here, and it is God's command to listen in verse 4. In my best moments of prayer, I listen well to God and try to follow the divine command. In my worst, my prayer time is devoid of listening. I'm too busy speaking to let God speak. Let us pray. God, when I think I have it all figured out, correct me. When I think I know better than you do how to run the world, enlighten me. When I can hear every other sound under the sun but your voice, help me to listen. Amen.